The Trump Georgia election interference RICO case and the Wade Willis affair. The judge's ruling. Hi, everybody. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. Please vote. Please subscribe. Please follow me on TikTok as long as it's still available in the United States and YouTube. I'm going to delve into the decision, the ruling by the judge in the whole Fani Willis, Nathan Wade affair. And here we go. The motion was a motion to dismiss and disqualify the Fulton County District Attorney. Background. On January 8, 2024, defendant Michael Roman filed a motion to dismiss the indictment and disqualify the Fulton County District Attorney's office. 8 co-defendants later joined her and supplemented the motion, raising additional grounds for disqualifications. One of those defendants was Donald Trump. The allegations. Among other allegations of disqualifying conduct, the defendants contend that the district attorney obtained a personal stake in the prosecution of this case by financially benefiting from her romantic relationship with Special Assistant District Attorney Nathan Wade. And I've called him in the past Special Prosecutor, but the official title is Special Assistant District Attorney Nathan Wade, whom she personally hired to lead the state of Georgia's prosecution. The drama. There was drama, denials, text messages. The DA went to church and complained about the allegations. And the DA, Fani Willis, pulled the race card at church. Finally, a confession of sorts. Yes, DA Fani Willis did have an affair with Special Assistant District Attorney Nathan Wade, a man she hired. Wade and Willis claim they didn't start having the affair until after she hired him. So she couldn't have hired him to gain financially. I mean, that was their argument. They also testified that during their relationship, they split the cost of everything. They went on trips, outlined in the decision. Miami, Aruba, a cruise, another cruise, plane tickets, a trip to Belize, more airfare, resorts, food, a trip to California's Napa Valley, day trips scattered throughout the South, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina. Now they admit that they dated between October 2022 to May 2023. And then it was over. Finished. The hearings. Judge Scott McAfee held hearings. There was testimony, possibly perjury. We'll just call it, between you and me, alleged lying on the witness stand. Old friends apparently are now enemies. And they testified against Wade and Willis. The ruling. On March 15th, just a couple days ago, Judge McAfee issued his ruling. Some of what I've said here is outlined in the first pages of the ruling. But I take this from page 7. Quote, despite this, after considering all the surrounding circumstances, the court finds that the evidence did not establish the district attorney's receipt of material financial benefit as a result of her decision to hire and engage in a romantic relationship. So right there, the judge is basically saying, oh no, she didn't benefit from this. And then this is on page 9. Without sufficient evidence that the district attorney acquired a personal stake in the prosecution or that her financial arrangements had any impact on the case, the defendant's claims of an actual conflict must be denied. So there, Wade and Willis are cleared of any wrongdoing, right? Wrong. The judge writes this. There was an appearance of impropriety. And this is a quote. The court finds that it can, and indeed must, consider the appearance of impropriety as a basis for a state prosecutor's disqualification, especially in recognition of the critical role that the prosecutor plays in the criminal justice system. And then I take this quote from page 15. Quote, even if the romantic relationship began after Wade's initial contract in November 2021, the district attorney chose to continue supervising and paying Wade while maintaining such a relationship. She further allowed that regular and loose exchange of money between them without any exact or verifiable measure of reconciliation. This lack of a confirmed financial split creates the possibility and the appearance that the district attorney benefited, albeit non-materially, from a contract whose award lay solely within her purview and policing. Wow. So he goes after her and criticizes Willis for having the affair with somebody she hired and supervises. Also in the ruling, there are liars and lying. There were two people that testified against Wade and Willis. One was Terrence Bradley. The other was Robin Girdy. Now, Bradley was Wade's former partner and good friend. Robin Girdy was a former friend of Fannie Willis. And they both gave damning testimony against their two former friends. But the judge says this. The court finds itself unable to place any stock in the testimony of Terrence Bradley. His inconsistencies, demeanor, generally non-responsive answers left far too brittle a foundation upon which to build any conclusions. And then he says further down, the testimony of Robin Girdy raised doubts about the state's assertions. It ultimately lacked context and detail. So that's so much for those two witnesses. And he doesn't come right out and say, the judge doesn't come right out and say that they're liars. After all of that, the judge writes this, and this is on page 16. Quote, however, an odor of mendacity remains. The court is not under an obligation to ferret out every instance of potential dishonesty from each witness or defendant ever presented in open court. Yet reasonable questions about whether the district attorney and her hand-selected assistant district attorney testified untruthfully about the timing of their relationship further underpin the finding of an appearance of impropriety and the need to make proportional efforts to cure it. Ultimately, dismissal of the indictment is not the appropriate remedy to adequately dissipate the financial cloud of impropriety and potential untruthfulness found here. Mendacity. It's a great word. It's another word for liars and lying. After the judge wrote that, he concludes this on page 17, quote, the district attorney may choose to step aside along with the whole of her office and refer the prosecution to the prosecuting attorney's counsel for reassignment. Alternatively, Special District Attorney Wade can withdraw, allowing the district attorney, the defendants, and the public to move forward without his presence or remuneration distracting from and potentially compromising the merits of the case. Basically, the judge is saying either Willis goes in her entire office or Wade goes. Shortly after this ruling was made public, Wade resigned. and Willis accepted. And the judge goes on to criticize Willis more. He criticizes Willis's public comments at the church. I did a video on this. And then finally, he concludes, after consideration of the record established on these motions, the court finds the allegations and evidence legally insufficient to support a finding of an actual conflict of interest. However, the appearance of impropriety remains and must be handled as previously outlined before the prosecution can proceed. The defendant's motions are therefore granted in part and denied in part. So ordered on this 15th day of March, 2024, Judge Scott McAfee, Superior Court of Fulton County. Wade resigned. Willis stays. And I will say, my final thoughts, there are no winners here. But if we're going to say, oh, we want to know who won this, if anything, the Trump team won, and they won twice. They got somebody removed from the case, Wade. And Willis, though still in place, has a cloud hanging over her, a level of suspicion that will follow her throughout this trial. She made a mistake. She got involved with somebody she works with. Worse yet, she got involved with somebody she supervises. In some jobs, that's enough to get you fired. You don't get involved with somebody you supervise. It's wrong because it has the appearance that you're sexually harassing them because your job depends on them. You just don't do it. And she did it. And I don't know why she thought it would be okay. She's a smart woman. I'll say, too, that not admitting it, not just coming right out and saying when it first came out, yep, we did, we had an affair, here's when we did, and producing some evidence and some information, which they didn't really do. Not admitting it made it worse. It's always the cover-up. She never should have gone to the church and said what she said. She should have had records, especially in this instance when she's going on trips with somebody she supervises or somebody who works in her office. She needs to have receipts. Her father testified she liked using cash. Come on! If you are paying for trips and meals and saying that you went 50-50, use a card. Get a card. Use Apple Pay. Get receipts. Keep them in a box. This should not be about Fani Willis's sex life. This case is about Donald Trump and his cronies trying to steal the 2020 election in Georgia, period. And the crooks, I say, win this match. The crooks have delayed the trial, possibly for months. The crooks have taken the spotlight off of them and put it on Willis and the DA's office. Trump's already posted on social media making disparaging remarks about Willis and Wade today. Another reason to vote, my friends. Vote. We're not going to be saved by the courts. Who knows what Trump is cooking up? If he loses, when he loses in November, who knows what he's cooking up? Something horrible, I'm sure. And by not having justice in any of these cases, not having an end to these allegations, is bad. It's bad for all of us. Thanks for being here. Please follow me. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman, angry political woman. Prepare to vote, and more importantly, be safe.